Welcome to the what, James? What's our podcast name again?
It's the D College Podcast, where
The
we
D
talk
College
about,
Podcast.
where we talk about Disney stuff and also other random stuff. We're just connecting and all that stuff. That was a terrible intro.
No, it was perfect. I think you did great. I think you killed
Oh,
it.
thanks.
So, this is a weird episode for us because we typically record on Saturdays and Sundays, but we're recording on a Tuesday. And
Whoa.
it just so happens that it's Election Tuesday. You know that like whatever we say now towards the election is going to sound so dated when this
Oh,
comes
yeah.
out on Sunday. So we might as well, just top the episode off with predictions. Who do you think's gonna win?
Kanye West is going to win this year.
That would be something. I listened to his like 4-hour Joe Rogan thing, and I dislike Joe Rogan and Kanye, so it was torture. But he actually had
Yikes.
some, yeah, yikes indeed. But he actually did have some points that I agreed with. But 99% of it was points I disagreed with. So, yeah, I mean, I was going into tonight very dreading. So I figured we kind of changed around the nights that we were going to record this because I was like, I'm going to be so anxious and so like dreading the outcome. But I actually feel kind of positive about how the election's going to come out. So if I'm wrong, you're going to get a completely sad episode, and while I'm editing this, I'll probably cry.
Oh.
Nah, I'm just kidding, I won't cry. So before we get any further, lots more people have been laid off from Disney, including attractions workers, Hoopty Doo, what's it called? Hoopty Doo Review? Hoopty Doo Review?
Yeah, hope to do review.
I think the whole place got laid off.
Yeah, there's massive. So what's happened with the layoffs? They started with frontline workers, so like food and beverage, merchandise. I'm trying to think who else there was. I don't know. I'll probably remember it later. But like that's what we initially there was some like corporate type jobs as well, but we thought that's all that was gonna be. But then entertainment started getting laid off, so like the performers in the parks, the stage shows, all that. Like Bradley said, the hoop-de-doo, the staff of the laugh floor. That one was really sad.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing is I heard that they're removing like signs and stuff to Laugh Floor, so the Laugh Floor might not even reopen.
Oh, no.
Which would be an absolute bummer because Laugh Floor is fantastic.
It really is. Like you haven't had a good comedy show until you hear them talk about this guy.
Yeah, and it's not even like Stitch's Great Escape where you know that ride sucks. Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. There's been some pretty big lines to get into it. So that will be a big bummer for me if they actually end up getting rid of that ride.
Oh yeah, most definitely. To be honest, I was actually so my family came to visit me when I was living in Orlando during the Christmas time, and we almost skipped out on Laugh Floor.
Oh, that would have been a mistake. Emmy had told me she hasn't been on it. And I'm like, oh, you need to. And if it's gone, that's going to be such a big bummer.
Yeah, for real. It's hilarious. They let you submit your own questions. I mean, not questions, own jokes. It's pretty personable. A lot of engagement from the audience.
When I went on with former guests Nick and Brandon, I think it was Nick and Brandon. It might have been Nick and Connor or some combination. They have this part where they talk to the crowd, and I'm sure I'm going to mess this story up, but they talk to the crowd and try to get one of the little kids to laugh in the crowd. And this little kid just kept being like, nope, still not laughing. And just kept giving the monsters a hard time. And it was probably the best show I had ever seen them do.
Oh, that's funny.
So we did want to bring up near the beginning of the episode certain things that you can do if you're a cast member or if you want to help cast members. I know You had talked about someone who's been drawing pictures.
So there was a cast member. Oh, I don't even know if they were a cast member. There was someone who was doing photo shoots for cast members. They could show up during certain times with their costumes, and they would like do photo shoots. They had glitter that you could throw around. I'm not 100% sure if they're still doing that, but I can look into it and we can post about it on social media if they are in fact still doing it.
Yeah, when this comes out, in the episode description on Instagram and probably in the podcast description itself, you'll be able to find all the places that we link to. The one that I found is called the Cast Member Pantry. I believe, I don't know 100% how it works, but I believe you can donate food or buy things from a specific Amazon wish list, and they package together food for cast members who are no longer or working at Disney or who are laid off. And the social media handle for that on Instagram is Cast Member Pantry. And I think on Facebook it's just Cast Member Pantry as well.
Yep, they're also on Facebook. And on there, they also have an email address. It's just the castmemberpantry@gmail.com. And yeah, they have a Venmo you can donate to. They have the Amazon wish list you can donate to. It's a really great way if you want to help out, like if you want to help out the cast members that were furloughed or laid off, you can definitely donate, or if not, just share the page and get the word out.
Absolutely. So moving on to the next topic, if we could have a court session, we would. Jason Aldean. Do you know who he
Ooh.
is?
He's that country singer that sings that song, "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy," right?
Does he sing that? I thought he sang Big Green Tractor.
Oh, I don't know. Though
Let me.
to be fair, I feel like every country singer, one of their songs is "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy."
That's by Kenny Chesney. I mean, they all sound the same. So it's not like.
Kenny Chesney, Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts. They all sing, "She's my tractor sexy. She
They
thinks my
do.
tractor's sexy."
I'm still confused. I'm still very confused what Big Green Tractor is. Is that a sexual thing?
Don't know.
Because if it's green, he needs to go get it looked at.
Now, if it was big red tractor, then I mean, that sounds kind of normal because I feel like most tractors are red.
I think you're missing out. You know that he's not talking about a tractor, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure
Oof.
because I don't think those are normally red. That would mean blood.
Hidden meaning.
So, did you say hidden meeting?
Hidden meanings.
I don't think he's talking about blood, but he is getting roasted on the internet. Because he went to Disney World with his family and none of them were wearing masks.
I heard about that. So I saw the picture on Facebook, and it was of him and his family, posing without masks on. And I mean, from a certain extent, like a lot of people do that, but I don't know if they were like if they weren't wearing masks like after the photo, like that I could see that as being wrong.
Yeah, but at the same time, the reason he was getting so much crap for it was because Disney specifically says in the rules that you cannot take off your mask unless you're in a designated mask area.
Oh, yeah, that's also true.
So if he was in a designated area, I mean, I guess that's okay, but typically in the designated areas, there's a bunch of people in there, and he looked like he was just kind of in the middle of the park. So, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to cut that out. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You're gonna cut what out?
Me saying it was okay.
No, we don't cut anything out. James said that it was okay, everyone.
Oh
So it seems as though Jason Aldean, he took down his post. So do you think his tractor's not really big and green? You
no, I think it's blue.
think it's blue? I don't even get the joke I was going for there.
I don't either.
So The other Disney news out there is that, what is it? The Mandalorian is back.
Yep, The Mandalorian just started season two on Friday.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
How is it? I have never watched The Mandalorian, so you can spoil whatever you want, and I'll put spoilers in the title.
Well, for starters, Baby Yoda dies.
No, he doesn't.
Well, how would you know? You haven't seen it.
Because they would never do that to a franchise like, what's it called? Like a fran something that would make them so much money. That would be terrifying. Why would they ever do that?
Because they killed him.
No, they did not. I have Googled this right now, and I am seeing no, like, how did they kill him then?
Okay, you got me. They didn't really kill him.
See, I caught you in a lie. What actually happens in the show?
Well, there's a certain character from the original trilogy who supposedly died, and there's been a lot of like debate about whether this character survived or not.
Which character is it?
It's a certain bounty hunter who wears green armor and fell into the Sarlacc pit in episode six.
Wears green armor. I thought he wore like white armor. What's that guy's name? Boba Fett.
There you go, Chief.
He doesn't wear green armor.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
green.
yeah, he does.
He's wearing
Because
big green armor. Hey, Jason Aldean, record a new single, Big Green Armor.
they should, and it could be that. Does the Mandalorian have a theme song?
He does. It's really hard to explain.
So, can they replace it? Like, do you think fans would be upset if they put a Jason Aldean song in there instead?
Oh no, like if Jason Aldean recorded it, just Jason Aldean, like if Kenny Chesney recorded it or Rascal Flatts, like it wouldn't go well. But if Jason Aldean did it, I'm sure it would fly with fans.
Well, did you know Jason Aldean, or not Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts is no longer a band anymore?
I did. That was really weird. Like they were gonna do a farewell tour, but then COVID hit, so they were like, yeah, so we're kind of done, but we're gonna put out this like EP of like some new songs, and we're gonna go out on that.
Yeah, thank God they did. I hate that band.
Oh,
Is that controversial for a Disney podcast because of Cars?
it's super controversial.
Are Disney fans going to come after me?
Most likely.
It wouldn't be new.
But then again, they're probably gonna come after me for saying that Baby Yoda died.
Baby Yoda is very much alive.
Yep, he's alive and well, being all cute, just
Is he still?
blinking and still blinking, smiling, and just being cute.
You know what really creeped me out? Since I haven't watched the show, I didn't realize that Baby Yoda noises are legit just baby noises.
Oh yeah, no, that was the real aspect of it. Like Baby Yoda it's not a real alien. It's an animatronic.
Well, I know that, but I wasn't expecting like little toddler noises to come out of it. I was expecting little toddler alien noises to come out of it. It didn't fit for me.
It is a weird kind of mix. I guess they wanted to keep some aspect of realism to it, and that's what they came out to.
Well, I think they should change it.
You hear that, Disney? Change Baby Yoda's voice. Make him sound like Jason Aldean.
Oh, no, you don't want him to sound like Jason Aldean. Then he's just gonna sing the whole time. We don't need Baby Yoda singing. So, one thing we haven't addressed yet is the I think we said like four episodes we were gonna talk about it. The bet that we had about if you were gonna have to buy that t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, the 303 shirt.
Yeah, well, that episode went way over 30, like very high within that time, and I just kind of forgot about it. So I think you won the bet because I forgot.
Oh, dang. That's wild, though. I guess all you listeners out there, you really wanted me to get that shirt.
Yeah, I mean, we just hit, I posted about it in a Actually, we might have talked about it last episode, but we just hit 1,000 total plays.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, and did you know this is also our 20th episode?
Whoa, some huge landmarks out there.
Yeah, wait, so that means, is it a landmark? How? I mean, for us it is. For many other podcasts, no, not really. I mean, certain podcasts have been over like 500 to 1,000 episodes.
Remember when we thought we were only going to get like a few episodes out of this? Like we started, we're like, oh, we're going to do like a million episodes, but really we're going to do three.
I mean, yeah, and every episode feels like the same, but we still keep going. This will mark our 5-month anniversary of the D College podcast.
Happy anniversary.
That sounded like a like auto-tune singing voice.
Happy anniversary.
What would you do if I cut that and I opened every show with it?
That would be it, only the anniversary shows, like the 25th episode, the 30th episode.
Yeah. What do you think about Disney adding warnings onto their Disney Plus before some movies?
Like the warnings of like the content that's in it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair just because, you know, some people aren't expecting it.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's very fair. And I'd prefer that than have them edit. You know what I mean?
Because if they're editing stuff, it ruins the whole concept of it. You know, that saves you so much time, so much effort, while still giving the people what they want.
Yes, it does. Do you think we should preview some of the stuff that we have coming up?
Sure, let's do it.
So our next episode, and this is all could tentatively change because, you know, our next episode, I'm thinking it's going to be me and James battling over the top 5 Disney movies of all time.
Ooh-wee.
One of the episodes, James is going to join a Disney dating site and we're going to review it.
Ooh, fun. Let's do it. Even though I know we talked about this like either last week or the week before that.
I actually don't think it made it into the episode. I think I cut it. So for everybody out there, if this is your first time hearing it, that's a plan.
That's a plan. That's been in the pipeline for a few weeks now.
And then we also have another roommate episode coming at some point. And in December, near the end of the year, we're going to be having a review of Soul and a Spotify exclusive episode where me and James talk about our top 5 songs of this year and you get to hear the songs.
Ooh, that's going to be a fun one.
Although that will probably be our lowest viewed episode ever because people didn't love the our last episode, the Bring Me the Horizon Vista Way one. So, you know, we're doing that one for us.
They just have some poor taste.
I agree. Well, James, do you have anything that you want to say about Togurt tips?
Did you say Togurt tips?
Yes, Togurt, like toga, but Togurt.
I heard Togurt, like yogurt.
Yeah, yogurt tips.
It's official, y'all. The YouTube channel name is changing. It's now Yogurt Tips.
Yogurt tips or Yogi tips. Like Yogi the Bear.
Tips on Yogi the Bear, how to get those picnic baskets, hey boo boo.
Yeah, I was thinking darker with that one. More like a
But yeah, things are going pretty well. The first video that I put out, my intro, is about to hit 200 views, which I'm sure after this air, when this comes out, it'll be past 200.
Nice. Which one's that? The that's trailer?
That's the trailer one. And I know that's
awesome.
Yeah. And I know that was from a lot of you guys checking it out. So I really appreciate you guys for doing that for me. Really means a lot. You know, let me just say, this is like as wild as this year has been, like I feel like I've been like the most creative and productive out of like any year
Yeah,
prior.
I think despite how much everybody hates the coronavirus and all the harm it's caused, I think it really lets people kind of sit back and think, is this how I really want my life? You know what I mean? Like it's kind of, it gives you opportunities to like, one, start a podcast, two, start a YouTube channel. But it also, you know, you have to actually have the motivation to get up and do it. And thankfully, the show's still going on both channels, so.
Yeah, we're still going strong.
Speaking of coronavirus, I forgot about this. Massachusetts has just announced a curfew. So, one, it's required to wear masks now, which it was before, but there's no excuses. And everything has to close by 9:30, and everybody has to be home by 10. And then until 5 a.m., I believe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Is North Carolina doing that?
I think they did something like that back in the spring around April. And when I was living in Florida, they did the exact same thing. It was like either 9 o'clock or 10 that everything shut down, and then you couldn't go out again until 5 in the morning. It was only if you were traveling from work. So like Disney Springs was staying open until like 10 o'clock. So any employees from there, if they were out on the road past that time, like that was their time to get home.
Yeah, that sounds similar to what they're doing here. But it should be interesting to see how it all takes place. I mean, for all we know, this could be our last episode because, you know, the world could just erupt into dead.
Chaos and fiery burning and yogurt tips.
Well, actually, the last episode could technically be the last one because if all that happens, I won't have time to edit this one, so. We could end at 19, and that will bother me forever.
Yeah, same here. Like just going out on an uneven number like that.
Exactly. Like, wow.
And a prime number too, like, ugh.
Oh, you can't even divide it by anything.
I'm a composite guy myself, so.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you want to say to the to our view listeners this week?
I love you guys.
Wow. That was really direct.
I know, I'm just really direct. I'm direct with my emotions.
Each one of them specifically, like all.
Each and every one of our viewers that watch this, listen to this podcast. I don't know why I keep saying watch. I'm just like, oh, I'm stuck in a video format.
Yeah, I keep saying it too, but I think it's also because you have your YouTube channel.
Yeah. But no, like in all seriousness, like, you know, if people weren't out there, you know, listening to our content, watching our stuff, like, I don't know where we'd be at.
Probably bored.
Probably.
That's
So
the
thank
honest answer.
Yeah. So thank you guys for not making us bored. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and hopefully you make us even happier by having the election go the way that we want to. Because, you know, if it goes the way we want to, you're going to get the best episode you've ever gotten next week. All the people that like know the actual result. Because this comes out like 6 days after, are just like, oh no, we're gonna get a really sad episode next week, or the other way around.
Oh.
All right, well, we're gonna end it here because earlier my cat scratched me and I'm bleeding still. But
Uh-oh.
for the podcast I had to make it through.
Don't bleed out, Brad.
No promises.
Oh.
All right, well, thanks to everybody for listening. You know where to find us. We know where to find you. Did that sound threatening?
It sounded a little intimidating. Felt a chill go up my spine.
Good. That's how it was intended.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod. And now a word from Anchor.